Hey everyone, today I'm going to talk about the top 5 programming languages to learn for getting job at companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, etc. So obvious question here might be, does it really matter which language you learn if you are trying to get a job at one of these companies? And my answer would be yes, it does, but actually not directly. What I mean by that is, when you have a job interview with one of these companies as a software engineer candidate, most important thing they usually look for in a candidate is not what specific language or technology you've been using. Like, you can use Python for machine learning, and you can use technology like PyTorch or TensorFlow, something like that. They will not look into what technology you've been using. Instead, they tend to look for mostly your coding skills, I mean the problem solving ability, and your data structure and algorithm knowledge, which is the most important thing that companies look for in a candidate. So you might say, wait, so it doesn't really matter which language I learn then? My answer to that would be, actually it matters a lot. I'm going to explain my reason behind that in this podcast right now. Okay, so these large companies don't care that much about languages. So, you know, then why does it matter at all which languages you learn if you want to get a job in these companies? There are three reasons for this. Reason number one, when you apply for a job at one of these big companies, how do you think they will decide if they should invite you for a job interview? Of course, there are a few different aspects to this. Example of your education, your personal projects that you have worked on and uploaded to your GitHub profile, so on. But the biggest factor is your work experience and how do you get the experience in the first place. Probably at a smaller, less known companies first. Actually, smaller companies and startups tend to care more about which specific language or technology you know. So for example, a small startup might say, we need someone who can help us to create an iOS app tomorrow, or we need someone who knows machine learning using Python and TensorFlow, or JavaScript to build web apps, or Django to build web apps using Python. You know, it actually be easier or harder for you to get a job at one of these companies, smaller companies. And reason number two, I think you should learn a programming language that aligns with your interest, so you have more motivation and reason for learning. So for example, if you're interested in learning to make an iPhone app or iPad app or Mac app, you should probably learn Swift. And if you are interested in data science, machine learning, or science in general, Python might be a good choice for you. Reason number three, some programming languages are simply easier to learn. For example, I would say JavaScript is easier than Java and Python. It's easier to learn C++, right? You can easily learn Python. There is no problem in syntax error or overflow of memory in Python, but there is in C. C programming, C++ programming are more complex than Java, Python, Swift even. So based on that, I decided to use the job market and ease of learning as the main two criteria for making the top 5 programming languages to learn. So here is the list. Number 5th is Ruby. Ruby is a programming language from Japan. It became popular due to the popularity of something called Ruby on the Rails. It's used by still a lot of companies, and Ruby on the Rails today is really easy to learn and real simple. Number 4 is Swift programming language. Swift is one of the primary languages for building an iOS app, whether it's iPhone or iPad. You can use Swift to make Mac app also. If you have the skill, it should be fairly easy for you to get a job, since many companies want to build iOS app first than to make an Android app. The only problem in this scenario is Swift is not a really cross-platform product, meaning it's impossible to learn Swift and create an iOS app without a Mac. So number three in my list is Java. Java is probably one of the most widely used programming languages today. You can use Java to build many things, including Android apps, create websites. Java framework is used to create websites. Unfortunately, it's not the easiest language to learn, since it's a bit more complex than the other language in the list because it has complex syntax. Number two is Python. Python is also a very popular programming language, at least in North America, India, and the UK. Many companies use it to create website frameworks like Django and Flask. Many companies use to interested things like data science, machine learning, or science in general. It also one of the main language used at Google, so it's very popular. Very large scale companies and smaller companies uses Python. And the number one in my list is JavaScript. JavaScript used to be a language that only ran on your browser, whether it's Chrome, Firefox, or Safari. But recently, people started using it to create a backend code, meaning the code that runs on your servers, not just the front-end code, meaning the code that run on your device, whether it's phone or laptop. JavaScript is a great language to learn for getting a job, and it is also fairly simple and easy to learn if you are just getting started with programming. I'd recommend you to start either with Python or JavaScript or Swift if you are into iOS app kind of things. And I think your optimal choice here mostly depends on your interest. If you are interested in data science or machine learning or science in general, you should learn Python. But if you are in website kind of thing, you should learn JavaScript or Java for Java frameworks. And if you are not into web, if you are into mobile apps, let's say you love to make mobile apps, you should go with Java for Android apps. And iOS, if you want to go to iOS, you should really consider Swift. Swift is very easy to learn, as not complex as Java. So I have three more languages that you can learn. First is Go. If you want to go to Google, you should learn Go. Go is known for its efficiency and simple syntax. It's actually becoming one of the most popular programming languages today. So if you are looking for to add a language to your skill set, this is the first language I definitely consider. Another programming language is Kotlin, and it's a relatively new language, and it works in both Java based environment and JavaScript based environment. Kotlin was recently officially supported by Android, so it's possible that you can use Kotlin to use in the development of Android apps in future. Okay, that's all I have for this podcast right now. Thanks as always for listening to this podcast. Subscribe if you want to listen to more of these programming podcasts. I'll see you in the next podcast.